Chapter 37.
At this, my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen carefully to the rumbling of his voice and the thunder that comes from his mouth. He unleashes it under the entire heavens and sends his lightning to the ends of the earth. After that is a roaring sound. He thunders with a majestic voice, and he does not hold it back when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice in a wonderful way. He does great things that are beyond our understanding. For he says to the snow, "Fall to the earth," and to the downpour of rain, "Pour down mightily." God puts a stop to all human activity so that every mortal man will know his work. The wild animals go into their dens and remain in their lairs. The storm wind blows from its chamber, and the cold comes from the north winds. By the breath of God, the ice is produced, and the broad waters are frozen solid. Yes, he weighs down the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning in the clouds. They swirl around where he directs them. They carry out whatever he commands on the surface of the inhabited earth. Whether it is for punishment, or for the sake of the land, or for loyal love, he causes it to happen. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider carefully the wonderful works of God. Do you know how God controls the clouds, and how he causes the lightning to flash from his cloud? Do you know how the clouds float? These are the wonderful works of the one perfect in knowledge. Why does your clothing become hot when the earth is still because of the south wind? Can you with him spread out the skies as solid as a metal mirror? Tell us what we should say to him. We cannot answer because we are in the dark. Should he be told that I want to speak? Or has anyone said something that should be communicated to him? They cannot even see the light, though it is bright in the sky, until a wind passes by and clears away the clouds. Out of the north comes golden splendor. God's majesty is awe-inspiring. Understanding the Almighty is beyond our reach. He is great in power, and he never violates his justice and abundant righteousness. Therefore, people should fear him, for he does not favor any who think that they are wise.